The smart home is coming home to a lot more people. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. All this week, we're partnering with CNET Reviews, talking about the big trends in consumer technology as we head into the holiday shopping season. And it appears that the smart home is finally a thing for a lot more people. In 2017, almost 25 million smart speakers were sold, according to the Consumer Technology Association. So far this year, 19 million more smart speakers have already shipped, and holiday shopping has just begun. And once these gadgets are in a house, they can act like a gateway drug. People buy more connected devices so they can have Alexa or Google control everything in the house. Rich Brown is an executive editor at CNET Reviews covering appliances and smart homes. He said this year, smart devices are migrating into the kitchen.
Now that Wi-Fi is a little bit more ubiquitous and that, frankly, the technology is better on the AI side, there may be a little more for real. You know, I'm not sure how many people are actually using these voice assistants to help out in the kitchen beyond basic stuff like set a timer or make a shopping list. But we have found that the recipe function with the Google speakers, especially in the Google smart displays, is actually really good. Like, the way it responds to your voice commands is actually pretty intuitive, where it can pause when you're working through a recipe, it can pick up where you left off when you resume the conversation. It's actually a very natural way to work with a machine to make something in the kitchen.
What about the privacy debate? Are CNET users coming and saying, okay, sure, but I'm only going to buy the one that doesn't have a camera built in?
All the time. Privacy is huge, and that's probably the thing we hear about most in reader comments, right? So the Facebook portal video chat device, that one, I mean, come on, Facebook put that out there. I'm not sure what they were hoping for, but anybody who sort of predicted that there would be a lot of consumer resistance and that the reviews would be critical given Facebook's own privacy issues, I mean, I think they called that one. Interestingly, Google has that camera-free display like called the Home Hub. They just put that out a month or two ago. And that one has all the functions of the other smart displays, but no camera. But, you know, the privacy concerns, we only have these companies for the most part at their word in terms of what they do with your data and how well they protect it. So it's a leap of faith for consumers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. How about some of these other sort of nascent parts of the smart home, like smart locks? Is that something that is appealing to the mainstream consumer, or does it just mean you're also giving tech support along with your gift?
Yeah, I would be really wary about giving anybody a smart lock as a gift, unless you're pretty good at installing that kind of thing. If you're thinking about other smart home stuff, smart security and smart cameras, those are pretty popular as a category in general. And the cameras are really pretty easy. You just kind of plug them in, get them on your internet, and then you can view it over your phone. There's no real installation that needs to go on unless you want to attach it to a fixed point on your wall or something. You know, it sort of depends on how much screwdriver time you want to take on or how ready you are to hire a contractor to come in for somebody.
Rich Brown is an executive editor at CNET Reviews. We'll be looking at more tech categories with CNET editors as the week goes on. Tomorrow, we're talking TVs, the price drops that are a disaster for manufacturers, but great news for consumers. Keep up with all our coverage by subscribing to the Marketplace Tech Podcast wherever you get your pods. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.